Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into our weekly financial news wrap. On the front of banking regulations, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, abbreviated as APRA, has made a critical decision amidst ever-present global uncertainties like geopolitics and market fluidity. They are holding firm on the mortgage serviceability buffer at a steady 3%. This compels lenders to scrutinize potential borrowers with their repayment capabilities at interest rates 3% higher than the present. It's an attempt to bulletproof against future financial duress, a move championed by APRA Chair John Lonsdale, who emphasizes the gravity of the decision in maintaining financial stability and ensuring borrower resilience. In the caravan industry, Essential Caravans stepped up its game with the acquisition of Zone RV, the luxury manufacturer which fell into administration, leaving substantial outstanding debts. But here's the rub. Existing orders are going to be a complexing challenge. If you're one of those who made sizable payments before the collapse, be prepared for potential financial losses, as Essential Caravans cannot cover former liabilities. However, they're stepping up to the plate by offering affected customers new caravans at cost price and are making efforts to prevent repetition by justifying deposits at a cap of 10%, with the balance due only on delivery. Switching gears now to the marine industry in Australia that is grappling with substantial labor shortages. The 2026 National Jobs and Skills Survey reveals that over 90% of businesses are expressing apprehension over the deficit of skilled labor. With an annual contribution of over $10 billion to the economy and providing jobs for around 35,000 individuals, the industry's growth could be in jeopardy. For survival and further growth, the emphasis is now on investing in workforce development and education. The boating industry proposes collaboration with education institutions to fill the gaps with key training programs and career opportunities, sustaining the industry and serving Australia's boating community. And finally, the rise in living costs has seen Australians resorting to record levels of personal loan borrowing, hitting a staggering $5.1 billion in the first quarter of the year alone. And with personal loans averaging a 9% interest rate, significantly higher than new mortgages, it's incumbent on everyone to evaluate financial options diligently to avoid any possible pitfall. Experts stress the importance of understanding loan terms and prudent financial planning. There you have it, your mid-June financial wrap. For more on finance and business loans, head over to financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Thank you for tuning in, and stay financially sharp, Australia.